with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I could talk to Brian a long time. He is just a... if you're just tuning in, we just had Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery. That's down in Fenville, about a 45-minute drive from Grand Rapids, right down 196 down the lakeshore. Just watch the signs. You'll see how to get there or look it up on your phone. But at
the Douglas exit, I believe.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, it's beyond that. But but anyway, at the end of the day, it's just a great gift, and it's wonderful to talk to Brian. And I know we're going to go down and see him and grab some wine for the holidays because you tend to go through it.
And let's talk about some Christmas presents without talking about Dutch ovens or your flat top grill.
Oh, man. that's category five on the type of grill, right? Yeah, right.
But, in our house, we pick names because we have, five kids. And we throw ourselves in with that, too, because we don't want our kids buying us a gift and then go to the gift exchange.
Right.
So to make it easier on everybody and make, you know, one gift that's just special instead of trying to, you know, it gets ridiculous.
Well,
our kids all have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They don't need anything.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all have a lot of stuff. Yeah. And we're very fortunate and blessed. So I agree with that 100%. But every family's got their own tradition. And the little kids, everybody likes to see their eyes light up. And that's multiple times with multiple gifts. So I get that.
But again, the same thing. Our grandkids have... They're all very, very fortunate and have just too much stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So you almost want to, I don't know, I'd almost want to go back to where you make the gift or do something repurposed or it just seems so much more special. But and they're older now, so they can actually make their own. I don't have to make everything for them.
Right. Yeah. Right. You're just set back and watch and enjoy at this point. Right. But, you know, with regard to the gift for the griller, there's a lot of trinkets out there.
Got too much stuff. What do you get the grilling guy that's got too much stuff?
You know, I might get him something that is unique, that's not in everybody's...
That he won't buy for himself?
Right.
I'm thinking Thermopen might be one.
Right, yep.
Because a lot of guys still have not gone to thegrillingguys.com and clicked on that Thermopen ThermoWorks link to purchase their MX4.
And those are coming down. They got great holiday specials going on those right now. You can go to grillingguys.com, click on the link, you'll see them, they'll all be there. But I think I saw like $59.95 for a ThermoPen on there over Black Friday, over the weekend, and I'm sure they'll carry that through.
And you know those original ones they sent us 10 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
They still work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and now we're snobs because that one took... Three whole seconds. Yeah. to measure.
So impatient.
Right. And now it's 1 second. So it's like, wow. Never get that 2 seconds
you
back.
That too.
Right. Yeah. Right. But anyway.
Speaking of being spoiled.
But yeah, there you go. Right. But let's go back to that because for the griller, that is, if I only had one tool, it would be a digital thermometer because everything we do comes out great if you cook it to the right temperature.
Yeah. Because you can steal tongs from mama's kitchen.
That's right.
The ones with your kitchen.
The ones with a little D on them that every time you grab something, it slips out the end. Yeah, those aren't the ones you want.
You got to get the stainless, the long stainless ones that look like they come from a cafeteria.
Yeah, like a little clamshell on the end, right?
Yes,
and those things will hold,
So what do you get the budding grilling guy, the guy who's just discovering he can grill something and is starting to get turned on? What do you get that guy?
Well, you know, there's a few things. We just touched on it. A good set of tongs. Don't get the chintzy ones. And you buy those ones in a kit that got wood on the handle.
No.
And it's a big metal thing on the end.
They never match up. They don't come together.
Right. They miss each other when you pull them together.
Some little factory in China bent a rod.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So they're hinged on the end. They lock so they can lock closed so they go in your drawer better.
I would go back to my grilling box and then get one of those inexpensive plastic... there's all sorts of people that make them. Plano is one of them, but I've noticed that like even Delta and all these other tool companies have them. DeWalt is who I'm thinking of. They've got these little plastic boxes, And how cool would that be to have a DeWalt grilling box?
Right.
And then you put your microbrew stickers on the outside, but you put, you know, get a nice set of welding gloves or...
Why? Why do I need welding gloves? That seems weird.
Well, if you're using a smoker or something really hot.
Charcoal.
It's nice. Yeah.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. But you can put the thermal pen in there. It depends on what you want to spend. But even if you just get the box and you get somebody with some good handwriting like your wife... Not me.
Right, right.
And you put their name on it, you customize it, and call them, you know, the grilling guy or something like that.
Yep.
And then he can keep that in the garage because the tools are all so long, they won't fit in the kitchen, and your wife doesn't want them there anyway.
Right.
I have been, I mean, I probably do more work in the kitchen than my wife, definitely.
Right.
But she still doesn't want my cool stuff in there. And right. That's okay.
And what you said, the length, that's important because you're working over hot surfaces.
The length is always important.
Right. So your tongs are 12 inches long. Don't get the 6 or 7 inch ones because your hand, by your time your hand right. is on that tong, there's only 2-3 inches out and you're working right over top of
I
a hot
no
grill.
I have no hair left on my knuckles
right.
anyway.
Yeah, you've got to get the longer ones because they're a challenge for dexterity, but you'll get it if you're a new griller. You'll get a handle on it. But you want your hands back off the flame if you
so
can.
So how about
a
if a guy... maybe just got his first grill, and he doesn't know how to clean it or anything like that. Do you get him something maybe to clean the surface that's not a wire brush?
Right. Why isn't it a wire brush?
Yeah. Right.
Well, the reason it's not a wire brush is because those little wires come off after time. And if you've got sticky, ooey-gooey stuff on your grill and you're scraping with that and one of those wires comes yeah. off, it might stay there until the next time you cook, and then if that wire gets yeah. in your food... That is a problem.
It kills people every year.
Right. And so you do not want a wire brush. No. You want something with that's firm, but not a wire brush. You want to do some sort of hard surface.
There's that product out of, I think, New Mexico. They sent us a bunch of those glass blocks, and it's crushed windshields, basically, but it's a powder, and it comes in a real light box with a handle, and you put a new one on every year. And basically, as you rub it over your grates, it kind of rubs a groove into the block and it cleans beautifully. I use mine all the time.
Right. And anything that falls out of that little block falls down through your grill. It doesn't stick to the
right.
to the grates. It's a cool product. But so cleaning is a big thing. The other thing that I would that you know, you start getting into specialty tools, if you will, where I like to make jalapeno poppers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, some people cut them lengthways like a boat and fill them and wrap them.
Or you can stand them up.
Or you can stand them up. And if you stand them up, then you get this little rack that it's full of holes, and it might hold a dozen of them, and they set up endwise. You can still wrap them with bacon.
I think I still have my rack. I think you bought me one years ago.
Yep. And I use it because it's if you don't want to cut them in half, I like them whole for presentations sometimes. You know, you just use
so
a
doing a jalapeno popper with like some Italian sausage and cream cheese, Parmesan,
right.
onion, stuff like
you
that.
You don't want
stuff
to ooze
it in
out.
There.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep. So you set them up but get a little rack. All these things are available at Garrett's Appliance, a variety of places around that
right.
Sell really cool gadgets.
Yeah. I have one from Mr. Grill, I think it was called, a company I used to rep for. And it's a long wand with a round half ball on the end with a bunch of spikes in it. And basically, you put a half of an orange in there, and then the cut side of the orange is down, and you dip that in oil, and you run it across your grates before you put your meat down. And it really lubes your grates up nicely. It looks kind of silly, but it works very well.
Another thing that I would do is people love kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a food with a handle, and also it's a cool presentation. You're putting vegetables and a protein on there, whether it be beef, chicken, shrimp,
great
whatever
idea.
It is.
You can get the wooden bamboo ones or you can get the metal ones.
Right. And the
put
metal ones
the
come
box.
With a little rack that elevates them up off of the grill, maybe an inch.
Yep.
And there's little grooves in there so they don't fall in. There you can turn them. It's easy. And you know, all of these are $20 gifts.
I would steer
right?
away from that one.
Would you?
Yeah, I have one and I had to throw the rack away. It's not practical.
Really?
No.
See, I've got one and I use it.
But
the only thing you got to
well,
be
well, you must have smaller suctions, pieces of food
guess,
on
I guess
you.
Smaller everything. Right, Bob. But why,
what
I don't.
He's a little touchy, isn't he?
So to your point, what I don't like about it is they're metal skewers, and you have to, you can't get them with the tongs because they're slippery.
Right.
You better have a glove on
because
that heat conducts all the way back to the handle, and you're going to burn your thumb if you've been cooking on that
thing. Like your latex food service gloves?
Not so good. Not so good. Back to that welding glove that we talked about earlier. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about maybe some best deals on grills, cookbooks, all of that good stuff. More gifts for the griller on The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.